Our second report looks at the US elections themselves. The US likes to consider itself a model of democracy, but its election system is not perhaps as free and fair as one might think. Does the candidate with the most votes win?
Not necessarily, if we're talking about presidential elections. In 2016, Hillary Clinton won 3 million more votes than Donald Trump, but it is Trump who is in the White House. How is this possible? It is because the presidential election result is calculated by state. Each state is worth a certain number of votes, which varies according to its population size. Florida, for example, is worth 29 votes and Idaho, 4. And the candidate who wins the majority of votes in a state gets all of that state's votes. So, it is possible to win more individual votes nationwide and yet lose the presidential election. The important thing is the number of states one wins and how many votes each is worth, because the first candidate to get 270 votes becomes president.
Is it simple to vote?
Not as simple as it should be. As President Barack Obama said in 2018, "We're the only advanced democracy that deliberately discourages people from voting." Many states practice voter suppression, especially since 2013, when the Supreme Court weakened a law meant to stop this. Typically, states create bureaucratic obstacles that make it difficult for some people to register to vote, or they make it hard for them to vote on election days. Texas, as just one example, has closed 750 polling stations since 2012. Or, as has happened to 17 million Americans between 2016 and 2018, states remove names from the electoral register as inadmissible, often on an incorrect basis. Generally, these tactics penalize the young, the old, the poor, and racial minorities. Within 3 years of the Supreme Court decision, the number of African Americans voting dropped 7%. That alone was enough for Donald Trump to win the state of Wisconsin, for example, and become president.
Can every adult vote?
No. At present, around 4.7 million adult Americans do not have the right to vote because they have a criminal record. 48 U.S. states disenfranchise in some way those convicted of a crime, with 3 states banning them for life. These people may not be violent or antisocial. 45% of convicts in U.S. prisons are there on minor charges, mostly drug-related. This is also a race problem, as African Americans do not use drugs more than any other racial category, but are 6 times more likely to be arrested and jailed for it. 1 in 13 African Americans have lost their right to vote due to a felony, compared to around 1 in 56 non-black voters.
Are congressional elections fair?
Not always. Congressmen and congresswomen in the House of Representatives represent local districts, like députés in France's Assemblée Nationale, and are elected directly by the people. But unlike in France and most other democracies, Republican or Democratic state legislators, and not an independent body, usually design their own electoral districts. This can lead to anti-democratic practices, with some legislators manipulating the electoral map to give their party an unfair political advantage. Last year, for instance, Republican legislators in Virginia were accused of disadvantaging black voters, who traditionally vote Democrat, by redesigning the state's electoral districts to group as many of them as possible into one district. Yes, their party was sure to lose that district, but it gave them a demographic advantage in all the surrounding districts. This manipulation of electoral districts means that there is little or no suspense over who will win as many as 385 of the 435 seats in the House of Representatives.